Democrat David Crowley is relaunching his campaign for governor, this time with an endorsement from Governor Tony Evers. It's Monday, July 20th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up on the show today, a look at Madison Democrat Francesca Hong's call for a data center moratorium and a story about Republican Tom Tiffany as part of WPR's series of profiles on the candidates for governor.
We're going to make it about the state of Wisconsin, and that's ultimately what people want to hear.
Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
A week and a half after dropping out of the race for governor, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley is back in the Democratic primary. Crowley launched his campaign on Saturday with an endorsement from Governor Tony Evers. That says some Democrats are hoping to keep State Representative Francesca Hong, a Democratic socialist, from clinching the party's nomination. Crowley's early polling in the race was in the single digits, but in an interview with WPR, he said he would not be getting back in the race if he didn't think he could win.
So we can point to all these polls. The one thing that we all know is that the leader in all these polls has been undecided voters. You know, and with undecided voters being the leader in this poll, we know that this race is still up in the air.
Democrats will decide on August 11th who they want to take on Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany in the November general election. State Representative Francesca Hong is the only Democrat running for governor who supports a moratorium on new data center construction. Recent polling shows most Wisconsin voters are skeptical about data centers. Joe Schultz has more.
During a June debate, six Democrats vying to be the state's next governor were asked,
"Do you support a one-year or longer moratorium on data center construction in Wisconsin?"
Only Hong, a Democratic socialist, said she would. This month, Hong told WPR her plan would not apply to projects already under construction. She says a moratorium gives the state time to write regulations for the industry.
If we don't have regulations that are enforceable in place, that unchecked growth is going to lead to more economic devastation as well as environmental devastation.
Business groups say a statewide moratorium could threaten Wisconsin's continued economic growth. They say the data center boom has helped manufacturers expand and supported thousands of union construction jobs. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Tech giant Oracle took a hit to its credit rating amid massive spending to build data centers for artificial intelligence. National credit rating agency S&P Global cut the company's rating to one step above junk status. Analysts say Oracle's rapid expansion is increasing its credit risk. It's one of three developers building a $15 billion data center campus in Port Washington. The downgrade comes after Oracle sued the Public Service Commission last month. Regulators set rates for very large customers of We Energies that required a higher credit rating. Without it, developers must post collateral for new power plants needed to meet their energy demand. The tech giant has said the requirements pose unreasonable costs, but Tom Content with the Citizens Utility Board defended them.
There could be risks that all these power plants would fall back on the rest of the customers of We Energies, and so we think it's an important protection to keep in place.
An Oracle spokesperson says it's confident in its business plan. Two Democratic state lawmakers from Northeast Wisconsin are urging the Brown County District Attorney to take action after a state commission found billionaire Elon Musk likely violated election laws last year. Brown County District Attorney David Lassay has to decide whether to file charges after receiving a pair of complaints from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Earlier this month, the commission voted 5-1 that there was probable cause that Musk violated state law when he made a social media post offering $1 million to people who voted in the 2025 Supreme Court election. State Representative Lee Snodgrass says charging Musk sends a signal that Wisconsin is not for sale.
These blatant attempts were vote-buying schemes, and findings of the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission make it clear that the time to act on charges is now.
The Brown County District Attorney's Office and attorneys for Musk did not respond to requests for comment. A new sculpture in downtown Rhinelander uses dozens of unique metal pieces, ranging from street signs to bicycle rims, to represent the mythical Hodag. The Iron Hodag is the work of Eau Claire artist Don Gaber. He created the sculpture with metal pieces donated by people and businesses in the Rhinelander area. Gaber says his father grew up just a couple of blocks away from where the statue sits. Pieces of it have ties to the city and his family. They include parts from a decommissioned machine from the paper mill.
It was built, I think, in the 40s, and my grandfather worked there 45 years, so the odds are some of the pieces from the machine he actually touched, and he passed away in the 70s. So getting pieces that mean something to me and the community was important.
The new sculpture is part of an effort to create more public art in Rhinelander. Local leaders see the piece as a jumping-off point for more. After the break, as Democrats sort out their primary for governor, we look at who one of them will likely face in November, Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is finding where you belong.
I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops.
Deer Camp is more than a place. It is a unique state of mind and being.
I love Milwaukee. I'm very appreciative of everything that it has given me.
It draws you closer to each other and closer to the great circle of life.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
As Democrats sort out a crowded primary for governor, it's given Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany a window to introduce himself to voters on his own terms. With the help of millions of dollars in TV ads, Tiffany has presented himself as a folksy everyman. But he's one of the most conservative members of Congress and a steadfast ally of President Donald Trump. In our first of a series of profiles in the governor's race, WPR's Rich Kramer has this report.
On a warm summer evening, a couple hundred Republicans gather at the Elderberry Manor Wedding Barn in West Bend. They're attending an event put on by the Tiffany for Governor campaign, dubbed Freedom Fest, celebrating America's 250th anniversary. The smell of barbecue fills the air. Kids get their faces painted, and people play cornhole, throwing beanbags at targets emblazoned with Old Glory. The Red Barn is adorned with strategically placed campaign signs and a giant American flag. And the crowd erupts when Tom Tiffany rounds the corner.
Hey, are you fired up for America 250?
Yeah!
Tiffany's speech recounts his childhood with six siblings on a western Wisconsin dairy farm, a period he calls a blessing. He hails the role of Wisconsin's farms, forests, and factories building the nation and praises earlier generations for defending it in time of war. Tiffany warns of the rise of socialism within the Democratic Party and says it's time for him and his fellow conservatives to lead by winning. Once they do, he says it's time to reform state government.
We should end the 400-year property tax increase, shouldn't we?
You betcha!
We should audit every state agency to root out fraud and waste, shouldn't we?
You betcha!
And we should not allow China to buy a single acre of farmland here in Wisconsin.
Tiffany was endorsed by President Donald Trump in January, and that effectively cleared the GOP field. It has spared Tiffany from the kind of costly and nasty primary Republicans faced in the last governor's race, the kind that Democrats are starting to experience right now. Veteran Republican consultant Mark Grawl has known Tiffany for around 25 years. He calls him authentic and a regular guy. Grawl says having a clear path to the primary in November is a really big deal.
He's had a bit of an advantage over the last couple of months as Democrats try to sort out their jungle primary, where he's kind of been on his own and can just tell people who he is and what he stands for and what he believes in a way without sort of the noise of the bigger campaign going on around him.
Tiffany's ads are pure Wisconsin. They feature him in a bar, on a dairy farm, and tending a dam. But his critics say they belie the real Tom Tiffany. Dale Schultz was a fellow Republican state senator when the legislature passed a bill to clear the way for a massive iron mine in northern Wisconsin in 2013. Schultz opposed that bill. Tiffany sponsored it.
I remember a guy who was pretty mean, pretty heartless.
Since he was elected to Congress in 2020, Tiffany has racked up a lengthy conservative voting record. A national index of bipartisanship lists him as one of the least likely members to work across the aisle. On January 6th of 2021, Tiffany objected to counting election results showing Trump lost Pennsylvania and Arizona. He said he would have done the same for Wisconsin. But that vote never happened after Trump supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol. This year, Democrats have tied him to Trump's economic policies, dubbing him Tariff Tom Tiffany. He has stuck with Trump on everything. But the Cook Political Report's Jessica Taylor says Republicans like Tiffany have little choice.
Trump doesn't let Republicans have any daylight. If you criticize him in any way, it's going to be more detrimental to you because he's going to go after you, and that could hurt you with the base.
Still, Taylor says with Trump's approval ratings hitting historic lows this year, sticking with the president might hurt Tiffany this fall. During an interview after his Freedom Fest speech, Tiffany disputed that idea.
I think Democrats will be making a serious mistake in just making this race about Donald Trump, because we're going to make it about the state of Wisconsin. And that's ultimately what people want to hear.
It's a message he's been allowed to deliver virtually unopposed for now. Once the primary is over, people will get to see Tiffany through a different lens as Democrats spend tens of millions of dollars attacking him. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR will continue our series on the governor's race tomorrow with a profile of Madison Democratic Senator Kel DeBroys. And now for a check of the forecast. An air quality alert remains in effect for the entire state through noon today. And a heat advisory is impacting the northwest areas from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. Meanwhile, across the state, breezy, warm, and humid. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning for the possible western half. And then storms may refire in the southwest and northeast areas by late afternoon. The high today will likely reach in the mid to upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers over the eastern half and partial clearing. Lows will stay around the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy south and mostly cloudy north with blustery winds. Highs will likely reach in the low 70s north and low 80s south. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News, and a special thanks to our producer today, Hope Kerwin. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more news.